Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baby, let me tell you something. I have three buckets filled with candy at my house from going trick-or-treating earlier this week with Brandon Cameron and Daniel Brundage. We braved that cold. We did that. And y'all, I have to tell y'all a funny story. So I did not want to be out in the cold. I love my kids, but I love my warm house more than I love my children at that point. And so we had the hand warmers, the foot warmers. We had the gloves, the hats, the scarves. It was cold. Okay. And there were no lights. Okay. The sun wasn't out. We went after dark. And so I said in my head, I said to myself, if the kids cut up in any way, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? You were cutting up and we're going to go home. So I was just waiting for them. I know that's so horrible. I was waiting for them to do any little thing. If they would have just forgot to say thank you or forgot to say trick or treat or something like that, I was going to be like, oh, you didn't say thank you. Let's go home. You don't appreciate this candy. Let's go on back in the house. We're just going to give away candy tonight because you didn't say thank you. And my kids were just must have felt that coming because they were on their best behavior. They said thank you to everyone. They said trick or treat. And in fact, some of the parents reminded me of just years ago when we first moved in to the neighborhood in 2015 in Cottage Grove, how my children were not able to talk. This is our first year using orange Halloween buckets. We were using the blue buckets to symbolize that they had autism. And they couldn't talk. So when they rang the bell, they just stood there. But my neighbors saw the blue bucket and knew about my children. And so they gave them the candy, right? And so some folks reminded me how far my children had come since 2015, which was the first year that they went trick-or-treating in our new neighborhood, and how they couldn't talk. They couldn't make eye contact. They were scared to ring the bell. They ran away. Cameron would cry if anybody even looked at her, even though she was coming to their house to go trick-or-treating, and how now this year they were able to ring the bell and say thank you and happy Halloween and trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat. And so I felt real bad, and I had to ask for forgiveness for being so selfish. So I just went ahead and braved that cold and enjoyed Halloween with my kids. And then thankfully I didn't have to chop off a toe or anything from frostbite. But one thing I was trying to do was chop out some of this candy from their diet. I mean, we got three giant buckets of all of their favorite candies that they want to eat all day, every day. But what does that do to their teeth? How is that going to impact their oral health? And I had no idea that October was Oral Health Awareness Month. So this is the perfect time to talk to a dentist about what to do with all that Halloween candy. So I invited Dr. Quintarius Lester of the Hilltop Dental in Maplewood to come on the show. And he is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Q, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me today. How are you today?
I am confused. What am I supposed to do with all this candy? Do I let the kids eat it? Is it going to give them cavities? Should I space it out so that they eat one piece a day? Or should I just let them put their whole head in that Halloween pumpkin bucket and let them go for broke? What am I supposed to do with all this candy?
So, as you just mentioned, you have a few options. Me in my house, we are on a one or two pieces a day. And on that same token, one or two pieces get thrown out a day because we are not going to eat all of that candy. Because left unchecked, that candy can and will most certainly cause tooth decay and just other issues. But I would say the biggest thing to be mindful of is just moderation. Guiding or one, making sure our children know what eating the candy can and will do for the teeth, but for the general health of the body in general. If you are more liberal with that candy, I would say it's better to just let them have at it as quickly as possible. Because what that will do is allow all of that sugar to be ingested, to be in mouth, to bathe those teeth at once. And you're not in a situation where you're going back for a piece and then a few minutes later you're going back for another piece. And then a few minutes later going back for yet another piece, because what that will do is just have a constant stream of sugar in mouth, and allow that bacteria to do what it does best, which is cause cavities.
Okay, so after they eat the candy, should they immediately go brush, or is it brushing at night and brushing in the morning just fine? Should we tackle this differently since it's Halloween or even Easter, when Easter comes and we get a lot of candy? How should we handle that?
I am glad you brought up Easter as well as Halloween, because more than just the brushing, it is diet in general is a big factor. You can have the best oral health care and, you know, brushing, flossing multiple times a day, but if all you're doing is eating sugar, eating junk food, eating processed food, the best oral health care in the world won't help. So to that, brushing after eating candy, yes, it will be beneficial. But staying on that twice a day minimum is going to be helpful. Rinsing at a minimum, I would say, after any level of large sugar consumption will be beneficial, just to provide a drastic cut of the sugars in the mouth. But again, I'll say more important than the best oral health care is just going to be having a diet that is as low in processed sugars as possible. Because what that will do, again, is just keep the mouth for certain, but our bodies even more so, just in a healthier state.
We're talking to Dr. Quintarius Lester. He is the owner and the dentist at the Hilltop Dental. Dr. Q is known as the Joyful Dentist. He is in Maplewood at 50 County Road B East in Maplewood. If you're looking for him, thehilltopdental.com. I trust him with my children who have autism, who have an affinity to going to the dentist, and he is gentle and kind and wonderful with them. Now, Dr. Lester, I have to admit, when I was doing my research for this interview today, I had no idea it was Oral Health Awareness Month. What is one thing that parents need to know about their children's oral health that they don't know right now? The one thing that you always tell your patients when you think about it, that they're surprised that they need to do to make sure their kids have good oral health?
I would say the most important thing is centered around the fact that it starts young. Meaning it's important to, you know, begin those healthy habits in childhood. It's important for parents to understand and realize that, yes, there are baby teeth. Yes, they will lose those baby teeth, but it's still important to make sure that we're protecting those baby teeth, because what that will do is just make that more of a habit once we're transitioning to permanent teeth. There's a lot more concern and care when you're not just looking at these teeth as, oh, they're temporary. Oh, we're going to lose these anyways, because then it becomes a lot easier when they aged and they're having tooth issues. It's just easier to say, oh, we'll just pull this tooth, or, oh, no, we'll just take it out. You know, so I think that is going to be the most important thing, and what I make sure my patients know, that even the baby teeth matter.
Mm. Yeah, because we'll just kind of be real dismissive about it, and then that becomes a pattern or a habit, is what you're saying. And then when the big people teeth come in, when the grown-up teeth come in, or the big kid teeth come in, they start treating it just like it was a baby teeth.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. All right. Now, you got to tell folks where they can reach you. We have a lot of people who are new to the Twin Cities. They're looking for a dentist for themselves and their family. You don't just specialize in kids. But, you know, one of the things that I like about you is, because I don't like going to the dentist, you have a specialty in working with patients who have a fear of dentists. So talk to me about where folks can reach you, where they can find you, how they can set up an appointment or a consultation.
Yes. Again, we are located at 50 County Road B East in Maplewood, right off of 35 and 36. We are on Facebook at Hilltop Dental. Appointments are open. We are accepting new patients. We accept most insurances. We also have an in-house membership plan for those without insurance. And I would say our mission is just to make ourselves available, so that we can meet people where they are and get their oral health care where they want it to be.
Well, Dr. Lester, thank you so much for joining us. You have an amazing Saturday, and enjoy this weather. And we will do our best. We will do our best to do better by our kids and their oral health, especially this month being Oral Health Awareness Month. Dr. Quintarius Lester of the Hilltop Dental in Maplewood, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you as well. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. And you all stick around. I have got a hilariously funny story involving my son, Daniel, and the tooth
nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Very. When we come back. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.